Welcome to the job interview experience. You've probably been preparing mentally, but what about physical steps? No, not push-ups. I'm talking about small real-world checks that can make or break you. I'm going to do a couple of these episodes, but here's two to start. First, if you have an in-person interview, carefully plot your drive and check out where you'll park. Will you need a parking garage, a parking spot that's a long way from the door? That extra time for that walk might make you late. Figure this out now. Even if it doesn't make you late, these extra surprises will cause stress that will build up and impact your performance. If you're taking a train or anything like that, you don't have to take the whole train ride. It might be long, but really think through the stops, what might happen, and plan ahead for that. Second, if you have a virtual interview, a video interview, how ready are you? I was on an important Microsoft Teams call the other day. I wanted to share my screen, but I couldn't. It wouldn't let me. I've shared my screen on Microsoft Teams before, but there was a software update change or change in the terms of privacy or whatever, and the permissions changed. I actually had to log out of the call to update the permissions on my computer and then get back on it. It threw me off and it hurt my call. The same thing can happen to your interview. It might not be screen sharing, but it could be a software update that makes you late or a camera or microphone permission that just makes things a little awkward or tense in the beginning as you have to figure it out while the other person is waiting for you. So open whatever video programs you'll use, whether it be Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Google Hangout, Skype, if anyone using Skype these days. Run through that and do everything you can on it. Try, obviously, do the video, do the audio, click the screen share. It could be a software update that makes you late or the camera, the microphone, whatever. It will make your life much easier. You won't thank me later because everything will run smoothly and you'll forget about this because you already took care of it. But if you don't take these steps, it will hurt later. The final step is to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Or if you're on Spotify, leave a 5-star rating. I can't wait to see the notification for your review. It helps me tremendously. Thank you. Take these steps. Be more prepared. You'll feel better. You'll feel more confident. And most of all, most importantly, have a great week.